Chris Cottrell visiting with the Omaha World Herald's Mike Sauter. Mike, always on the beat for all things high school sports related across the state of Nebraska. Mike, thanks a lot for a few minutes here this morning. Want to talk some Class B state semifinal playoff football. First, listening to one of your radio hits last week, I remember you saying that you thought Waverly was going to give McCook a real battle there at McCook. Waverly gets the job done. They won the football game. What made you think they were going to have a shot in that one?
Well, I kind of looked at it, and they had Waverly played there last year in the playoffs. I think it was the first round, and they gave them, I think it was only it was under 10. McCook won, but it was only under 10. So I'm like, you know, normally kids traveling out there, that can be an issue, and, you know, the kids on the eastern half aren't used to going that far and all that stuff. But just because they had that experience, I thought that Waverly would give McCook all they could handle, and they did. And then, you know, Rhett Jordan's a really, really, really good quarterback, good athlete. Tim Williams, their coach at Waverly, does a really good job. They play really hard. They played York earlier this year, and it was a tight game all the way into the fourth quarter and even late in the fourth quarter, and that was at Scott. I'm sorry, they played Scott. So, and I was there for that. I remember that game.
36-30, they win at McCook. So Omaha Scott then just takes apart Blair 61-6. So Waverly's going to get this Scott matchup at home. Does that have much of a bearing on how you think this one might turn out, or is this Scott's game going away?
You know, I think it's so kind of quirky how, and it's been that way for years. But, you know, I'm always big on the higher seed should get the home field advantage. That's just my way of thinking. But I think Scott gets the win. I think they're just a little too deep and a little too talented. I do think it's probably a close game for a while, but then Scott in the fourth quarter just kind of ends up running away. I think they probably win by double digits, maybe 14.
Talking with Mike Sauter, the Omaha World Herald. You were out here the final week of the regular season for the Scottsbluff-McCook showdown. Scottsbluff won that one. From the end of the game, you had a long drive home in the morning, taking some thoughts away from that first look at Scottsbluff. What did you think of the team when you headed back east after they beat McCook?
You know, I was extremely impressed with just individuals. And Chris Busby at running back, I was really impressed with him. And Sebastian Harsh, I think that kid, as an outside linebacker projecting out to college, has a legit chance to be a big-time football player somewhere, and those type of offers may come. So I was overly impressed with him. Obviously, there's Garrett Nelson. Everyone loves him. And Reif Schneider was okay in that game, but, you know, he clearly was pretty special. Last Friday night, I think Coach Benson does a great job of just knowing who they are and not really trying to do too much. They're physical. They play hard. They have a great leader in Garrett Nelson. I think he is. I think in a couple of years, people are going to be surprised just how good he is at Nebraska, because you can't teach effort, and you can't teach energy, and he has both of those things.
So you're standing along. I'm not sure where you were on last Friday night, but I know you were on a sideline somewhere, probably checking your phone every once in a while, and you had to be a little bit shocked as to what was going on when you got some of those early first quarter and second quarter score updates with Ron Colley up big on Scottsbluff, and, of course, they turned the tables. What were you thinking when you saw some of those scores popping up?
At first I saw it was 14-0, and then I was like, okay, you know, maybe something happened with a fumble or interception or something. And then I saw it was 28-0, and I said, wow. Like, I couldn't believe it, because I thought, you know, Scottsbluff would win the game, not going away, but, you know, I for sure thought it'd be kind of tight, and then Scottsbluff would pull away, but you know, it just goes to show that Jack Doltzer's a really special kid. He's a really good basketball player, probably a better basketball player than he is a football player. And, you know, Tim Casing, their coach, he's a little quirky and does a little different stuff, which you have to defend. And, you know, I was very shocked, but then I wasn't shocked by the final outcome. Obviously, the injury had a lot to maybe do with that.
Yeah, 46 unanswered. So this sets up the big showdown rematch of a round two game last year, where York really just kind of punished Scott's Bluff physically. You've seen York this year. How do they stack up compared to last year's team? I talked with Coach Snodgrass earlier this week, and, I mean, he seems to think his line plays fairly similar, and, of course, they've got Garrett.
Yeah, I think this game is going to be maybe a field goal or something at the end to win it. I think both teams are pretty comparable, and it all resides on the health of Garrett Snodgrass. And if he can run or go, you know, he hurt his ankle again last week and only played on passing down, which is something I'm sure Scott's Bluff saw in film. They do have good linemen. Noah Safirsky is kind of their lead dog on the line. And they have a bunch of athletes that are really good and have been there and done that. You know, they've won big games. They've won close games. They've grown up together. This is their senior season, and they're going to fight, you know, all the way to the end no matter what. But it all depends on the health of Garrett Snodgrass. And if he's able to run the ball from his quarterback position, they do a lot of power with him. He is awfully tough to stop. He's just a football-playing dude, like I like to say. So I think it'll be an extremely close game. And both teams kind of match up very similarly. They like to run the ball more than they like to throw it. But you can catch them on the back end. And Brady Danielson is a kid for York that will be an all-state receiver. I think he'll be an all-class all-state receiver. He's had a heck of a year. And when they need a big play, they go to Brady Danielson in the passing game.
Yeah, he's about, what, 6'3", 6'4". You got to imagine that there's going to be a few jump balls his direction, and the way those type plays swing could almost maybe come into play as far as the final outcome's concerned. You've got to take it from the champ if you're Scott's Bluff, if you're going to try and get the link. And for York, Mike, don't you think, even if it's literally just 3 or 4 yards per pop in the running game, they're going to stick to that all night long, because ball control and time of possession for York, I would imagine, would be huge.
Yeah, they're not going to go shy away from that at all. I don't think they're going to, you know, I don't think there'll be a lot of big plays in the game. Maybe Danielson does something or Rush Schneider does something. I don't think there'll be a lot of those type of plays. I think it's going to be a 3 yards in a cloud of dust type game. And maybe a key fumble or a key turnover kind of changes it in the second half or late second quarter or something like that.
Well, you've seen all these teams. You've said you like Scott probably to pull a little bit away in the fourth quarter against Waverly. What do you think about Scott's Bluff York? Who's your pick?
I haven't dug into it that deep yet, but I think it goes. I hate doing predictions, but I do think that the health of Garrett Snodgrass is so important for York to beat Scott's Bluff, because Chris Busby's probably the difference in the game. Probably pops a big play late in the game to seal it or to win it or something like that. So I think I'll go with Scott's Bluff, but I have a couple of days to maybe change my mind.
That's fair enough, buddy. We'll let you off the hook on that one. So, wanted to catch up with you, get your thoughts on these two big matchups, and mainly Scott's Bluff and York coming up on Friday. A Scott's Bluff win, and we'll catch up in Lincoln, I'm sure, and look forward to seeing you up there. So, man, appreciate all you do for high school kids around the state, and appreciate you coming out here a few weeks back to check things out live and in person. Have a good rest of the week, buddy, and we'll talk to you soon.
No problem. Thanks, Chris.